Yeah, and it's not just Tuesday, it's Tantrum Tuesday. 608-321-1063. You know I'm a mom with three little kids, so I deal with the tantrum every single day.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Yes.
But we figured we would just bring it down to one day.
Yeah, how about we just do it on Tantrum Tuesday? Mm-hmm. And Ashley is a mom who had to share the latest tantrum. All right, who was throwing a tantrum this time, Ashley?
My four-year-old son.
Oh, no. What's the end of the world issue that he's having now?
Okay, so it's kind of an embarrassing thing. So I went to Target and bought my daughter like a couple sports bras and stuff because she's getting to that age.
Okay.
Well, my son got so mad that he wasn't getting a sports bra that he threw a fit. And I'm like, well, I'm trying to explain to him, you know, boys don't have those girl parts and all that stuff. He goes, but I want boobies too. I'm like, oh my gosh. And for like an hour, he just sat there in the living room and cried and cried and cried. I'm like, I'm sorry, buddy. I can't help you there.
Exactly.
I will say this. I know some adult guys that have sat in the living room and cried because they don't have access to boobs as well. he's not alone.
Stop.
This crying over boobs, that's a problem you have to deal with for about the rest of his life.
I know. I'm sorry.
That is such a good story, Ashley.
How did you finally get him to stop crying, or did he just notice something else and then moved on?
I made him chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. There it is.
Yeah, that another thing is if a guy is ever having any kind of a problem, chicken nuggets will solve anything.
Yep.
Yep.
Thank you, Ashley, for Tantrum Tuesday. Yes, it is time for another Tantrum Tuesday. 608-321-1063. And John, you have one to share with us today?
I do.
All right, who's having the tantrum?
My four-year-old daughter.
Uh-oh, what's going on?
So, she loves going to McDonald's.
Okay.
And whenever we tell her she can't go to McDonald's, the only reason she wants to go to McDonald's is to go to the play area and not eat the food.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So we tell her, no food, no McDonald's, and then she sits there and goes, play area, play area. And then she just starts whining and complaining, and then finally, we just give in because you don't want to deal with that in the car.
Yeah, sometimes it's, you know, is the battle worth it is what you really got to ask yourself.
Exactly.
Well, John, she's really going to have a tantrum because guess what all McDonald's in our area are doing? They're reconstructing their play area. So the one nearest me in Lake Mills, I haven't been able to let my kids run around in that play area for several weeks. It's a mayhem.
I would say take her to a regular park, but you're not going to find random French fries in a regular park, and that's not nearly
exactly
as much fun.
If you find a bonus chicken nugget somewhere, stay away, don't touch that.
You hope it's a chicken nugget.